Thank you very much. And I'd like to offer my congratulations also to President Sandra Feuer and Vice President Dr. Emily Morassi. Congratulations on your election. Good evening to everyone and Happy New Year. I'd like to welcome you all back for the spring semester of this school year. And I hope that everyone is well rested from winter break and excited to be back as we have lots and lots of work to do, as you will see in tonight's agenda. If you have a child entering the San Francisco Public Schools for kindergarten, sixth grade, or ninth grade next fall, I'd like to remind everyone to be sure to choose the schools that you prefer and turn in your application form to the San Francisco Unified School District before January 21st. Your chances of getting a school of your choice improve greatly when you turn in your enrollment form on time. Applications for public schools are due January 21st, and we have ample assistance available to the public in multiple languages. For more information, please contact us at 241-6085 or visit our website at www.sfusd.edu. San Francisco's high schools wellness centers will be hosting healthcare signups event from January 22nd through January 30th, where district wellness staff and staff from the Department of Public Health will offer assistance to parents in accessing information about the Affordable Care Act and registering for health coverage. Even though the deadline has passed, it's never too late to sign up for affordable health care coverage for your family, and access to health care is absolutely essential for every student and their family. In order for students to perform at their best ability levels, we know that they must come to school, but they must come to school healthy so that they can fully attend to the instruction and actively participate in class and demonstrate their learning. Please also visit our district website again, www.sfusd.edu, to learn which day your neighborhood high school will be hosting this important event. As you all have heard and read, Governor Jerry Brown proposed a budget this year that is a huge leap forward. After decades of neglecting our public schools in California, California has recommitted to its children and has begun to put the resources in place to ensure our students graduate with the tools that they will need to succeed. Governor Brown's proposed budget, which includes additional funding for the most vulnerable students in our state as part of the local control funding formula, will begin to turn the tide, though it will still take years to recover from the funding we lost and become a school system that we must be to educate our students in the 21st century. The largest increases in K-12 education are proposed to begin reducing deferrals, not increasing spending authority. Because our expenditures have exceeded our revenues for the past 3 years, requiring us to draw down fund balances to absorb the deficit spending, we'll need to rely on some of the increased local control funding to offset the existing ongoing expenditures. The fiscal climate has been a stormy one for the last several years, as everyone well knows, and though we've maintained built-in step increases for the employees in our district, we recognize that our employees have made tremendous sacrifices, taking furlough days and foregoing across-the-board salary increases. While there are many demands on our resources, the Board of Education and I are committed to making sure that San Francisco Unified School District employees feel the positive impact of increased state funding, including better compensation, because our district is only as great as the people who work in it. So thank you for your service, and we look forward to increasing what we do to show you how much we appreciate your service. I have a question for everyone. Can you spell that? Very good. Somebody said it depends what that is. Well, students at Lafayette Elementary School have been brushing up on their spelling skills and are ready to be tested at the school's annual Spelling Bee, one of our favorite events of the year. Students will take turns spelling words out loud, each word more difficult than the previous word, and the winner goes to the citywide competition. The Spelling Bee champion at Lafayette will go on to compete for a chance to advance to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. This will take place on Wednesday, January 15th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at Lafayette Elementary School at 4545 Anza Street. I'd also like to bring to your attention that Deborah Johnson, a resource specialist for our school district, volunteers her time to mentor two Carver Elementary School students each week as part of our school district's Mentoring for Success program. The students look forward to the one-on-one time with Ms. Johnson when they read books together, play board games, create art projects, and sometimes go on cultural outings. As a child, Ms. Johnson benefited from mentors in her life and wants to pass along the benefits to others. Sometimes she could not live with her parents as she sought out her teachers for mentoring, and she says, I quote, they always encouraged me to do my best and to further my education. They influenced me to be a teacher, unquote. Her work, along with the work of 650 mentors across our schools, is being highlighted during National Mentoring Month. Currently, it's estimated that 1,000 San Francisco youth still need mentors, and the district is partnering with our district attorney, George Gascon, in order to recruit new mentors. We will have an informational meeting on Thursday, January 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Citywide Mentoring Recruiting Fair 1300 on Fillmore Restaurant at 1300 Fillmore Street. I'd just like to offer also a reminder that all SFUSD schools and central offices will be closed next Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, on Monday, January 20th. We hope that everyone will take the opportunity to reflect upon the life, the legacy, and the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and honor his service to humanity. With that, I'd like to turn the meeting back over to our president, President Feuer.